We're back. Hey, gang, Ro Ro here. As you may or may not have heard, T-Bash is coming back to life, and we are resurrecting the show as a live streaming show on Twitch. So every Wednesday, you can find us at twitch.tv/tbashlive to watch the show. We will be archiving these shows in some ways. We might even be putting them up on this feed, hint, hint. But we're still figuring all that out. But we wanted to make this announcement, and we thought while we were doing that, we would drop some of our favorite past pod episodes. So today we are dropping episode 60, which was the Black Friday Blackout Power Hour. It was myself. It was JoJo. It was BDT. It was Artemis. It was Eric. And we did the Power Hour, and it was ridiculous and super fun. And I hope you enjoy listening to this one. And more importantly, I hope you join us this Wednesday at 9 p.m. PST at twitch.tv/tbashlive, where you can see us live and you can also chat to us live. That's one of the things we're most excited about. So we hope to see you there soon. For now, let's take a stroll down memory lane. Here's episode 60 of T-Bash.
Let's go.
Totally beverages.
And sometimes hot sauce.
That is a tasty root beer.
Coffee.
Water.
Cerveza.
Mountain Dew.
Beverages. Beverages.
Beverages. Hot sauce.
Beverages. Beverages.
Beverages. Hot sauce.
Welcome to Totally Beverages and Sometimes Hot Sauce, the show that was almost called K-Cups with Ro-Ro. I am your host, Psychic Andy. As always, sitting right next to me, the blue-eyed Barbadian intern Josh. How are you, Josh?
Oh, I'm nervous.
I would say everybody in around this table is about to be shitting their pants. More likely pissing their pants.
Yeah.
You guys know what's about to happen. It is, what is it, Josh?
It's the Black Friday Blackout Power Hour.
This is our 60th episode, and we have been promising this for weeks, and we are delivering because we are good on our word. I don't know if any of us are that excited about delivering. We all have the fear of God in our faces, except maybe one person here.
I'm really so excited, you guys. I'm so excited. It's been a long time. Oh, God, I want to grab something and squeeze it. I'm so excited.
So joining us on this adventure is all past favorite guests of the show. We've got Artemis Pebdani.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Let's drink till we pee ourselves. I guess.
We got my man, BDT.
Hello.
We got Eric Goslin in the house.
Yeah, first to shit his pants tonight.
And we are going
to
do
first
this.
First to burst.
First to burst. We've got We've got a rack full of beers. We got Miller Lights. We got Bud Lights. We got some shot glasses. It looks like everyone has water except BDT. BDT, do you want a sidecar of water?
No, I pounded water. I seriously drank a gallon of water.
Oh my God,
today.
Are you Big Dick Travis?
Oh, in a moment. She's recognized the voice or felt something.
Oh, Artemis is sitting next to the one and only BDT.
I had no idea. This is so much more exciting.
She's felt something brush against her leg.
That's exactly what happened.
That is the first time that's ever happened.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that would be the last.
All right, so before we get started, does anyone have any like relevant Power Hour stories? I mean, Travis, the last time I did Power Hour, I'm 99% certain was with you. We did it a lot
it was
in our
regular
20s in New York City.
Yeah, I mean, that was the last time I did it. It must have been the last time. I certainly didn't do it without you at any point after that.
That's sweet.
I mean, it's a sad thing to do on your own. it was great, though.
And that's a good time to mention to our listeners. Be responsible with this. If you want to join in on the fun, that's great. There's no reason to do this by yourself, I don't think.
No.
Oh. That's probably not a good idea.
That seems sad to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're all being very responsible. We all have been hydrating all day long. None of us drove here. We're all taking the Uber, so we suggest you do the same.
I took Lyft.
We also...
must have sidecar.
We're very adamant that you need to be 21 years or older if you even want to listen to this episode. I'm going to go as far as saying that. ISIS, please turn off this episode right now.
Yes, please hand your earbuds to your stepmom, and we can move right along.
But yeah, we're about to get into it. Artemis, does this take you back to anything?
It really does. I did a lot of that. Takes me back to Nam. And then when I was in college, we used to do this a lot. And we kind of did this variation, which I am in no way advocating we do right now, where we would, after each shot, we would name a subject. And then, like, you'd have to go around the circle. And this person would have to talk extemporaneously on that subject for the next minute. And then the next minute, they would name something. And then you would have to.
It's like a...
And it started, like, very surface. And by the end of it was, like, deep, sad secrets. But nobody remembered them. So it was great. It was like therapy.
You guys should have done it like this. So you could go back and review.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But things like this weren't invented by then.
It's like a nightmare podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like a nightmare improv game or something.
Well, maybe, or like I said, therapeutic vomit.
Yeah, yeah.
And games. JoJo and Eric, we got the newbies on the other side of the table. They look scared over there.
They look very scared.
They look cute.
Babes in the woods.
Well, you know, we talked about this. Like, we both had our fair share of drinking games. Just for some reason, the Power Hour was not one of them. I don't know why.
Yeah, never. We've done the Edward 40 Hands together a few times.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You need help sometimes.
Yeah, you do. You gotta. Yeah.
See, that sounds like a nightmare to me.
It is.
It kind of is. It's not. It's not fun
because you can't pee when you. Well, I've managed.
That's why
to,
you need a friend.
Yeah.
Well, do you do the thumbs out?
I don't remember actually.
We used
but
to do
I've
thumbs out and
we'd
wear
it.
Sweatpants.
I think
so
I
that
just,
you could just pull the sweatpants down with your thumb.
Great idea.
Ah, very
I think
nice.
I just opened my fly at the beginning of it and then just sort
exactly,
of.
Exactly. Yeah. You have to set up some sort of situation.
Just creep out as the night goes on.
Travis can't do that here. He'd be tripping everywhere. All right. Let's address the pee break situation. I feel like everyone can have one pee break throughout the show, but you have to make up the shots that you miss if you're gone for longer than an hour or a minute. Does that seem fair to everyone?
Yeah.
Or do we allow two breaks? I think one pee break should be enough for everyone.
One. One.
If
one
there's two, fun. I think there should be some sort of penalty involved.
No. Two. Then we have to like keep track of things. No, one. Everybody gets one.
One pee break.
Yeah.
Everybody get that?
Because then it's hard.
It sounds fair.
What Josh, is there anything that you want to... Josh, you do right. legitimately I'm, look I'm concerned right now.
I am.
He really does.
I am a little concerned. I'm sleep deprived. I have stuff to do later.
Josh is in like a UCB show later tonight.
It's going to be great.
3 hours is fine. This is only one of those hours. You know, that's plenty of time to recover. I'll Uber there too. It's going to be great. All right. I'm fine. Relaxed.
I think we just get into this.
Let's start. These are just getting warm.
Yeah, let's start doling these out. Toss me a couple Bud Lights over this way.
I will, and we might as well say, as Eric mentioned, he was on our light beer episode of the show.
Yeah.
And we did light. We did Miller Light, we did Bud Light, and we did Coors Light. And these are the alpha and the omega of that shootout. Miller Light being our least favorite collectively, and Bud Light being our secret favorite.
Huh.
Yeah. Who knew? Though we are all Miller people in our real lives.
What does that mean?
Like, I still want to just drink the Miller Lights, even though
it's
blind taste test.
It's a much better.
It's a way better. It's a real classic of a can.
It is.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Thank God they went back.
I need to try that.
I'm going to need
a
towel over in these parts.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I think everyone might want to have their own towel, actually.
Okay.
All right.
You didn't mention
I just want to have one by the gear.
There are two towels on the table.
But the can has a lot to do with it because the Bud Light can to me just reminds me of like gym shorts in the 90s. Or
yeah,
something.
It feels
like
very
90s. It's super. That's an awful blue. There's some sort of pinkish thing going on.
Yeah.
There. Yeah, no, this Miller Light, I mean, look at the wheat.
Can you imagine if Bud Light brought back the original can would be pretty sweet, probably.
Yeah.
Isn't this what the original cam was?
The Bud Light one?
Oh, Bud Light.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, I have no idea.
So do we account for foam or just pour it to the top and then...
Yeah, kind of pour it to the top.
I would
give it a little room give it a little, there.
Okay.
You know, that actually reminds me. Like, I was just tempted to Google what the original Bud Light... That's how you say Google in French. original Bud Light can bottles look like. Are we allowed to do that during this? Or is it a phones down style situation?
Oh, you can, you know, if you think that you'll be able to handle your phone throughout this, by all
There's
means.
There's a lot of multitasking going on here.
I want to take pictures, but I'm like even
I think
scared
you should
of
be
that.
I think you should be taking pictures.
Yeah, we need this documented.
This. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like I told you, you're never going to see them again, but I will take them.
Yeah.
I just like to know they exist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that one day when I'm sad and dead, I can look back on this and, sad and dead. And be like, remember that time when I was alive?
Yeah. And how much fun I used to have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You do not look like you're ready to
I'm so ready. You guys have no idea how ready I am.
We got to do it. We got to do it. We got to do it. All right. So we got an app here. Eric and I are going to start the app together. Let's do 1, 2, 3, go. And so on go. Okay. And everyone drink when you hear the ding. 1, 2, 3, go.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's great. Now
that one's easy.
Darcy blows.
It just
that's how you start.
It's gonna see and try not to get too much.
Oh, see, too late. Too late.
I feel I already feel like kind of
better towel.
You need the towel.
I'm already in towel country here.
I already feel that excitement just really began, kind of almost like if you're gambling or I guess like doing cocaine or something like that. But that like I already got like the rush.
Another 21 and over activity. Cocaine.
This is sort of like, because I have a 6-month-old at home, so I don't.
Alone right now, by the way.
Yeah. He's just fending for himself. So I don't really get a chance to binge drink as often as I used to.
Yeah, it's true.
So this is sort of like getting caught smoking and having to smoke the whole carton of cigarettes.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. We're going 8 seconds, 7.
Oh, man, see, it's so fast.
It just flies by, especially with you guys.
By.
2, 1. All right,
just toss it back.
Too much foam.
Mine was too.
Drank when we weren't supposed to.
Eric, that is one of my biggest fears. I have a 1.5-year-old.
Yeah. I am the worst at this.
Oh, this is great.
I have a 1.5-year-old and also a baby that could arrive tonight, potentially, which would be a real, real turn of events.
Make for a memorable
But I feel
night.
Like the hangover with the child is pretty grueling. It's not, it's not fun.
Because they just wake up. They wake up at 6 or so, and then they're up.
It's like they don't care about you and what you like to do for fun.
Not.
How you need like to party. Teach your child empathy.
That's that's your problem. That's your failure as a parent.
He's a real baby sociopath.
They kind of all are, though. Mm. Let's be honest.
Eric, does your timer just say 59 of 60? Because I feel like we've done more than 59. or more than one. Haven't we done two?
I don't think we were supposed to drink. Two. When we pressed play.
Oh, that's all right. It's a bonus.
We missed everything.
Oh, shit. Here we go, guys.
Here we go.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, God.
All right.
What was everyone's hypothetical
the foam.
Favorite part about Thanksgiving?
Oh, God. I have very mixed feelings about Thanksgiving. I feel that it celebrates the oppression and slavery of brown and black people across the country, and I'm kind of not kidding. Oh, God.
No, it's not a joke.
But still, who doesn't funny love stuffing?
It's so true. Why don't we ever eat that other times of the year?
Stuffing?
Yeah.
It's the best.
I got 2 boxes in my cabinet.
Just right in the...
And they've been in there for 6 months at least.
2 boxes in the back of my Honda right now. We need to dry. I don't give a shit.
I don't know why I didn't eat them before.
No, it's not Thanksgiving.
Stovetops are the best, too.
It's so good.
Don't need to gussy up stuffing. Stovetop.
Do you think they have to make that all year round just to have that one time? Yeah.
God, I hope not.
Frank.
Oh, yeah, that is flat.
That is so foamy, you guys.
Well,
feel
it's
like,
not cold.
Is that the problem?
How dare you?
Doing this.
Artemis, I don't know if your pour skills are on point right now.
I've got to say.
You got to do a little tilt action.
I think the Miller... Artemis and I are both having problems with foaming.
Oh, it's true.
We're also both drinking the Miller Lite.
Oh, but y'all aren't.
No. Did you guys do any foaming tests when you did this?
No, we didn't do any foaming tests.
This is really interesting.
Yeah, Big Dick brings up a good point.
God damn your wife.
I feel like that's going to become more vehement as this hour goes along. Do you ever have any other nicknames, Travis?
Andy tried calling me Tunk for a long time.
Yeah.
Oh, I like
I thought
that.
Tunk was pretty hard. Core. It was like Travis and like Elephant Trunk Dick, probably.
God damn it.
Hold on, I gotta drink this.
Actually, I don't think that was it. Do you remember what it was? I think I just liked Tunk.
I think you just liked the word.
Yeah, Tunk.
Yeah, I think that's exactly
it. Solid word.
Yeah. I feel like I should be done with a beer by now, but I'm not.
No. You shouldn't be done with the beer yet.
You know, I realize here in that last minute that I just casually took my shot and then I had to re-pour another one.
That's my favorite thing about drinking games, right? Is the idea that it's a penalty in so many things, right? Yeah. Like King's Cup or whatever, any quarters, those things where you like... But the object is to get wasted.
And I love getting wasted.
Yeah, and it's just strange.
What, like, is King's Cup?
Oh, God. I don't remember. You play with a deck of cards. Each card has a rule. Oh. If you draw, so you just take turns drawing cards, I believe.
Somebody explained it to me once, but I got drunk.
Is hey, if we need a burp, should we do it in the microphone? In the mic. Away from the microphone.
Or like 45 degree on mic, off mic.
Okay, so you want to make sure the audience hears it. Excuse me, see, there you, there you go.
It's like a yawn. Just talk about it.
Oh, this is...
All right.
This is fun.
Does anybody else call you BDT?
No. No, it doesn't come up often.
What does your family call you?
Oh, I am awful.
I mean, I'm sure after a couple of too many Miller Lights, my dad probably said something awkward at some point in my life. But
you brought up... Wait, have we drunk enough for him to get into his family issues?
Let's do it.
I think so.
Because you brought up your dad a couple times.
Yeah, what's going on with your dad?
Yeah, what's up with your dad?
No, he's good.
Do you want to shout him out? Do you think he's listening?
He used to Miller Lite was his thing, because I love these cans. I remember, like first time I saw it. This says beer to me.
Oh, so when you see the can, you automatically think of your dad. So your dad's on your brain tonight as you're about to get shit hammered.
Just going stern face, wagging his finger at you.
Oh, shit.
No, I've been hanging around with real family people this week. I think
folks are in a family way.
Who are in your family or people who have
family? No, people who are really intensely into their family.
Sure. Oh, so you got family in the
weirdos.
Mind.
Yeah, weird. Well.
Bung.
What are they? Are they foreign people? I feel like we foreigns have a weirder sense of family. Yeah.
No, see, everybody in my family is like autism spectrum. So they're just all like engineers and math teachers and stuff. So yeah. we don't have feelings.
Oh.
Yeah. Sociopaths.
Drink it away. Drink it
I feel
away.
Like someone might cry by the end of this. This is
fantastic. Like, I think now I'm glad I started this thing stressed out, because I'm just going to get looser and looser, and you guys are going to get so uptight and bummed out. Oh, yeah. That's my long game.
1 hour long.
Oh, man.
There we go.
These things come quick.
What's interesting about doing this in the podcast format is do you guys feel a little constricted, like you really can't move, sort of?
Right, like you're not going to be able to get up and really stretch it out.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever did jumping jacks when I did a power. I think it's
helping with the discipline.
But just like you're moving around, yeah, you're walking over to the kitchen, you're having a smoke maybe. I don't know. That's
a 1 minute smoke?
No, we'd be smoking while you do the power hour.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, back in the day when people used to do that shit.
Yeah, back when you used to smoke multiple packs of cigarettes in your bedroom every day.
Yeah, man, that's how that was living.
Now you're just vaping away.
Yeah.
Vape City, baby.
Here comes a burp. Hold on.
Oh, she lost it.
Shit, I'm sorry.
We'll get it back.
I was so excited too, Big Dick. But no.
We call him King Richard.
King.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I really enjoyed that. Did anybody else starting to like feel kind of sweaty?
How dare
you? I feel tense. Yeah, I feel tense and a little sweaty.
A little bit.
I feel a BM brewing for sure, too.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Already?
Am I alone in that?
No.
Yeah, you're alone. Down? You're not even one beer down.
By the way, guys, one bathroom in this place, so...
So don't
use caution.
We have a really limited time on that break.
Damn it. Whoa, with these. Serious. It's like I'm pouring a muffin every time.
So I'm sort of.
It looks
did you
really.
Finish one? I'm done with the
if
first
we
one.
Zoomed in on that, real I think time, I got one more. Like a really appealing
I have
beer
one or two.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
You might want to pull back a little bit on nose. Your pour.
I got to pace myself. Then.
Oh, did you already kill
done?
One?
Yeah.
Oh, somebody's doing good pour. Wow. See, his isn't as foamy.
So you went away from the microphone when you burped there.
I did. It was very rude of me to do that.
I feel like people need to be able to experience the joy of
the joy of burps. Yeah. It's pizza scented too.
Yeah, so everybody knows we had a nice little base of pizza pie.
Yep.
I rounded that out with a Taco Bell lunch.
Oh yeah,
really?
Yeah. You're going hard today.
Yeah, I had pupusas.
I'm just gonna
lunch.
Pupusas.
See,
I haven't had a pupusa in a minute.
I know.
That's a good one.
Very cultural of you. And Taco Bell, you too. Yeah. You too, almost.
Yep. Very worldly. He's the one who's eating fusion food at lunch, you know?
Fusion, is that what it's
two
called?
Two cultures at once.
Is that what it's
at
called?
At least, yeah. When
food hits your guts and you shit everywhere. It's called fusion. Really? Interesting.
Food shun.
What'd you get at Taco Bell?
I went classic today. I'm embarrassed to say this because I asked Josh what the... He was raving about. What were you raving about?
Oh, the Crunchwrap Supreme.
Crunchwrap Supreme.
It's the best.
It is. It's a frisbee filled with Taco Bell stuff.
Only outdone by the grilled stuff nacho now, which is like a spicier Crunchwrap Supreme.
Good God.
Oh, I was about to drink to that.
I ended up just getting two country tacos and two soft tacos.
Wow. Old school. Country tacos?
Yeah. They're delicious.
When I used to eat there...
I'm sorry. You don't ever eat there anymore?
No, I don't.
Are you more of a Taco Time person?
What's Taco Time?
That's a dark place.
It's great. I love it.
I've never. Did you used to work at a Taco Time?
No, something similar, but no.
Okay. That's all up in the Northwest, right? That feels like I've seen it in Oregon.
Yeah, they have North. Yeah, for sure.
Probably, yeah.
So what happened with you at Taco Bell?
Oh, I don't know. Something called food poisoning.
What was it? The
hell knows. No. It's all, I mean, honestly, it all tastes the damn same.
Yeah,
you can't even.
Most of it
I feel
looks
like it's hard to get food poisoned at a fast food restaurant.
I feel that way
I think
too.
You are wrong. And I, from experience, will tell you that is not a correct assessment of the situation.
She sounds like an authority.
But I will.
I'm very grateful that the last time I got food poisoning was from raw kale. So now I never want to eat kale, which is fine. I can live my life without ever wanting to have kale again.
You're blessed.
What's that?
You're blessed.
Yeah, I'm blessed. It's like, oh, great, this burden off my shoulders.
So what is your green leafy vegetable of choice then?
Spinach.
Yeah. Everyone got really silent when Eric brought that up. Everyone was really like,
everybody's
what's your problem with kale?
Well,
what could you possibly be eating? How do you move your bowels?
Is it weird that we're not talking about beverages, or is this like episode of Pass because we're drinking the whole time?
Should we talk bevs?
I'll talk bevs.
Oh, I forgot to pour. Yeah. Shit, again me with the muffins.
I think you're just trying to cop out on some beer.
I am like already a beer in, and I feel like it's because of so much wasted. I'll pay you back for this.
All right. I'll bill you.
Did that just happen again?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it dinged?
Uh-huh.
It dinged.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, dog.
I switched over to Miller Lite.
I switched over to Bud Light, and that is a real different taste.
Very different.
Huh. Are you having a foam issue with yours, Josh?
No, it's okay.
You switched.
I did. I just wanted to try it because I thought maybe the Bud Light was colder.
Artemis and I both... what was I going to say about you and I? I don't remember.
Oh, right.
Whatever. We're just already. We both finished our beers at the same time. I had a Bud Light, and she had a Miller Light, and I noticed that we both finished in the same shot. So I'm not super worried about the foamy nature of...
Oh, okay.
So... Has doing the show changed anything in your day-to-day life as far as like what you consume or what you stopped liking?
Oh, Eric, it's been a journey.
That's a good question, Eric.
I mean, right? Yeah.
Charlie Rose over here.
Oh, God, I didn't even pour this one. Oh, here we go.
Like, has there been a secret... Well, something that you had never had before that like just really rocketed to the top of your Bev's list thanks to the show?
Oh, that is very good. I got it. I got real into coffee again for a minute, and then I quit it.
Mm-hmm.
Drinking sparkling water, which I used to hate.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big
You're
change
into
in my life.
Sparkling water?
Yeah.
Why did this show make you into sparkling water?
I just was trying to find something after I stopped caffeine. And I never like sparkling water, but I needed something a little interesting.
Oh, yeah.
So do like a Perrier with lime?
You've
like
totally
that?
Stopped the caffeines?
I'll have soda? It like maybe once every 2 weeks.
Here comes the
soda.
Thanks.
Oh, I wish that it dinged right when that happened.
Oh, that felt great.
That looked like pure joy.
It was. Really nice. So wait, you don't caffeine at all?
No caffeine.
Oh, man.
Ooh, drink.
So how do you get through life?
No, because you like reset. I'm not as tired in the morning anymore.
Oh, yeah, you know what? Since I've been on your show, actually, I've totally changed my beveraging. I can no longer do the dirty chai.
Really?
Because I
God, this is a terrible name.
Because it murdered me. Because I'm just like, I just pass out by the end. So, like,
what's a dirty chai?
It's a chai plus espresso inside.
Okay.
So I used to get like a triple dirty chai. So it's like three shots of espresso inside a chai.
Mm-hmm.
And between all the sugar and the caffeine, like, I was having really bad afternoons. And so I've switched to a green tea obsession.
Interesting.
Oh, you can keep it going longer.
Nice. Try different kinds and like mix and match and compare?
No. I just drink whatever one is wherever it is that I'm working.
Oh, well.
There's always, like, the places I work, there's always green tea somewhere. So you can just like.
Here comes another burp. Oh,
here comes another drink.
That one was meteor.
Do you think the new baby, Andy, is going to put a dent into this new... Or going to make you want to go
I've thought about that. I think it's a great... either way, I think I'm in a good position because if I do decide that I need the caffeine because of the new baby, it's going to pack more of a punch now because I haven't had it for like 4 months.
Oh, yeah.
Sure,
sounds good.
Yeah.
You were so right.
Let me ask you this, guys. If we were... Imagine like the cameras on us right now, right? For this movie
I bet our
we're
listeners
watching, right?
would have really liked it if we had done that.
Oh, yeah. We should have done that.
Yeah, well... Maybe next 60th episode.
No, we don't.
Then what the hell? Okay.
But imagine the cameras on us right now in our little movie, and then real quick, it cuts to like Vegas in like the Vegas odds room, right, where people are betting on stuff, right? What does that board say right now of getting to see BDT's D by the end of the night?
The thought actually crossed my mind.
What are the odds?
What did it start at?
We got to get a mic on the table before it slaps down.
All right, that seemed like the fastest
that
minute
was
yet.
Going
did
really
anyone
quick.
Did anyone feel that? That was really quick.
Yes.
Yeah, it was really very fast. Quick.
It was.
You
and
were,
I have a feeling
you were,
it's going
isn't that
quicker.
Just a metaphor for life?
You were painting such a vivid picture of that Vegas sports book that I felt like I've been transported, like I was in some sort of Raymond Chandler novel. I don't know.
Sure.
Who writes about that stuff?
Vegas' own.
Maybe can we go around and take turns going to somewhere else in the movie?
Okay.
Wait, we didn't answer the question.
Oh, what's the question?
What are the odds?
Oh, what are the odds? Well, I think they started at zero to 100.
What are we talking about? What odds?
I was getting to see BDT's D by the end of this.
Right. Oh.
I think it probably yours is a better odds.
That's true.
Yeah.
My odds might be up on that board.
Why is that? Do you have a history of this?
Yeah. I used to expose myself quite a bit.
Hey!
Hold on.
I'm going 30-1.
30-1. So what would 30-1 mean?
That means that I bet a buck and you win. You put down a dollar, you win $30.
Artemis, I did it.
Uh oh.
Attaboy.
He's not talking about his D. He's talking about
his
muffin.
We would have.
He muffined.
The table would have broken if that happened.
Wait, I'm sorry. How do Vegas odds work? Because I always want to do this. I wanted to do this on the Ronda Rousey fight,
podcast.
And I didn't.
Is that good? Did you probably save money?
No, I didn't. Because I always
what was the deal
been on
with
the underdog.
She got kicked in the face.
But by who?
By the lady who was trying to kick her in the face.
By Lady
by
Buster
lady
Douglas.
But so was it a big upset?
That's a 90s boxing.
That was a really good one.
I always pretend I know what Vegas odds mean, but I don't know what they mean.
No,
so 30-1 just means that if you put down a dollar, you... Oh.
Let's save it for next episode.
But what does the over-under mean?
That's just betting on what the score of something's going to be.
Okay. What's a vig?
A vig is how is the money that they take.
It's like the percentage they take, right?
Over under is like if we were like, all right, so we're going to set an over under on when Andy's going to expose himself.
Okay.
I would set it at
minute just like distract.
I would set it at
you,
like
is what
exactly 47.5.
Okay.
Right, meaning that after 47 shots. If we get to 48, then it's over. And if it's at 47, it's under.
So do you get paid less if it's over?
No, you choose which one you want.
One.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's like betting on red or black. You can pick the over or the under, but
yeah.
Except it's
got... Can we use
I'm really,
a better
I'm
example
sure that
than
all
me
of your
exposing
listeners
myself?
Because
really
I don't
quite understand.
The basics of gambling.
Because that's assuming I'm definitely exposing myself, right? In that over drink.
Yeah.
No. Oh, God, I didn't pour that one.
Give another example of an over-under, like a realistic one.
What? Sports game.
Okay.
I say two sports teams
yep.
are sportsing.
And this is painting a really vivid picture as well.
Sure. They score sporty points, right?
Yeah.
And so you would say the over-under on the game, right? The combined over-under, say, would be that Team A and Team B are going to combine for 27 sport points.
Sure.
Okay. And then you would say, no, I think they're going to score more sport points.
Wait, combined?
And there's, so yeah, there's combined. Are there nothing? Bets like that where it's the That's, combined score?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, this is too complicated.
Yeah, I got a guy who's got a bookie if you want to do this.
You can, the best thing about,
I got a guy.
The thing that is like fascinating about sports betting.
If I ever want to bet on anything, I just call my friend and ask him to bet for it.
So you've done it.
Oh, wow. Oh, I'm too afraid.
Yeah.
Oh.
Of the bookie?
Yeah, of all of it. I don't want to get into sports gambling, but I do like.
Oh, shit. I didn't
do
it.
I forgot to do a pour.
Me too.
Oh, that's a sign of something.
This is starting to happen.
That's good.
I found out last Christmas that my This ties back in.
Did this just get dark?
Yeah.
I found out that my dad wasn't really my dad.
And my grandmother-in-law used to run numbers.
Oh,
wow.
Really?
Oh, that's great.
When she was like 12.
Oh, wow.
So what exactly does run numbers mean that your grandmother-in-law did?
So every day.
You're the gambling expert here.
The newspaper comes out and they would. It would,
every day?
You would bet, yeah. You would bet on which numbers would appear in the sports column, like in the scores. But it'd only be like the first number. So you'd be like, oh, I picked 2, 3, 9, 4. And if the scores lined up in the if that makes any sense at
all.
Oh,
yeah.
It's like playing the lottery. It's basically like playing the lottery. Oh, shit.
What did it dig? I didn't even hear it. I need a second. Mm.
You don't have one.
Yeah, yeah, don't get a second.
Oh, guys. Oh, God. All right, that goes my second one.
My second one's about
That's your second one? Okay.
I was my second one right there.
I was pacing myself.
Oh, good.
I did it!
I feel like I'm a little far behind. Is everyone under their third?
I'm about to be under my third,
I'm
gonna
open my third in 37 seconds.
Girl, get your shit right.
Yeah, I need to do some bigger pours.
Get your shit.
You gotta fill it to the top. What are you doing?
Let me pour for you. What do you want?
Oh, yeah, let Artemis pour all of them.
I'm really good at this.
I don't need no muffins over here.
Well, you know what?
It's a muffin-free zone right here.
Because I'm losing time. Let's do this. come on. Come on. What do you want?
What do you want?
Well, I got this one. I'll let you pour the next one.
Here's the thing. I want to switch to Miller Lite, but I only just had a half shot, so I can't. I mean, I want
to
switch to Bud Light.
It's called it's called the Black and Tan.
Mix it? Oh God! This is gonna be. I'm behind. Hold on. Was that real?
No, that was
just
a
log jam.
Sadness.
Oh, I see how there's less foam in the Bud Light.
Vibe,
right? So there's some weird.
Do we all? Has everyone tried the Miller Lite except me?
I have not.
All right, I might have to try it.
Sample. You've never had it before.
Are you on to a new drink yet?
Yeah. Yeah, I should have let you, but you were behind on that one. I'll let
but
you.
But I won't
my
be
next
on this one. On this
oh,
next
God,
one.
No,
this
but this
getting
one's
so complicated.
That one's Bud Light still. Okay, like I'm gonna Miller Lite you real hard.
I'm really glad that we discussed gambling.
Me too. I did the horse races once, and it was a damn fine time, except
you
for the
did
fact
the
that
horse races.
Yes, I did them. I did them hard.
Played the
it
ponies.
Was great. I played the ponies at that place that's now
Santa
defunct
Anita?
And closed.
Hollywood Park.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that like the Bukowski?
Are there any women jockeys?
Yes.
Is that a
really?
Thing?
Mm-hmm. And?
They're awesome.
They're all tens.
Oh, shit. I didn't.
Oh, shit. Beer went up my nose.
Artemis.
I'll do you. Right.
Yeah, fill her up.
Hold up.
Anybody got any allergies?
I was allergic to ice cream when I was a kid.
Wait,
and my mom
what?
Was my mom was, I would get
no,
really
yeah.
bad diarrhea.
Give me this.
That so were you lactose intolerant?
This is like
no,
or was it
because
just ice cream?
It was just ice cream.
Really?
And my mom didn't believe me.
You
so
are
she,
way the hell.
So your
behind.
Mom just like fed you ice cream.
She
and
told
just,
me
like,
she's getting me frozen
everywhere.
Yogurt and she got me ice cream without
like
telling me and I ate it and I had diarrhea. She's like,
I'm
huh, well, they
no,
must have messed up and gave you ice cream instead. She like confessed this to me years later.
Wow, so you are the one who's going to get kind of dark and weird about your
yeah,
family.
Let's get dark and weird, guys.
So your mom was poisoning you.
My mom was poisoning me.
Wow, that must have been hard.
Huh? Yeah. Actually, no, it wasn't. No, it wasn't hard at all.
I'm so busy serving other people, I forgot to serve myself.
He's allergic to ice cream.
Not anymore.
Because your mother.
What? A long time ago, how did you get over that?
What, did you have acupuncture?
That was a different life.
Yeah, I went to a hypnotist. No, I don't know. It just changed. Like your little buddy when you're a kid changes so much that sometimes
it does.
You just change. Wait, it's a real.
Did the hypnotist
time.
Make you dairy tolerant?
I was joking about the hypnotist. It just changed one day.
It's one of Eric's classic hypnotist bits.
Yeah,
Artemis, have you been to that psychic John?
Yeah, I went to psychic John.
Tell me some things that psychic John told you.
Are you allowed to?
God,
has anything come true? Because he messed with my mind when I went to psychic John.
How did he mess with your mind?
He told me specific names of people that would like walk into my life and like make my dreams come true. So I'm like always looking for those people.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, great. So it wasn't our names.
One of them was like a Michael or something like in business, and I'm like, I met like six Michaels.
Of course,
and I'm always like,
here that's the name to pick.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I mean, if you were of a younger generation, he would have just said Aiden or something.
Right.
It's like a name you're going to run into.
You know what?
Time.
He told me that Mike would join me and Mary Elizabeth in our venture.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And Mike did join us and then quickly went away.
But did you let Mike join because the psychic had told you a Mike was going to join?
No, I didn't. And as a matter of fact, so he joined and I didn't even tell Mary Elizabeth about it because I didn't want her to be influenced by that bit of fake knowledge. And he also, this is how I'm racist against my own people. He's Iranian like I am.
Okay.
And when I walked in and there were his Shih Tzus, and I love Shih Tzus, but his Shih Tzus and his maid taking care of his Shih Tzus. And long story
Why
short,
are you
he's a fuck up for a lot. But he was shyster and he, for a lot of money, shots.
So you're getting dark too here. I like this. Everybody's getting into something.
I've got the darkness all the
time.
Wait,
why is he a shyster?
Because he's Iranian, apparently, she just said.
No, hold on. I'm
from the
muffin, but the muffin is good for you.
Should I go to Buck Miller
Lite? Yes, that was for you.
Damn it, I did it again. I just took a sip because I just wanted to.
You gotta be careful with that.
Artemis, you don't have to drink right now.
Why are you drinking?
Oh, she missed the shot before.
I missed the ding because I was pouring. Oh, okay.
Now
I had forgotten.
Pour another one fast because you only have the time.
Oh, God. Time does this thing where it escapes me. It's like a lot. All the time, even when I'm not doing this.
We got to finish the Iranian story.
Oh, no, we don't.
Oh.
Okay.
We stand
corrected. It's not just him. I go to psychics a lot, actually, okay. And I don't believe in most of them. And it's this thing that most of my family does.
You're like the Fox Mulder. Oh.
What keeps you coming back?
I don't know. What the fuck keeps you waking up every goddamn day?
Oh, just hope.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Thank you, sir.
So what is...
It's just like one day I'm going to find that one because I know they exist and they've got to be somewhere. Somebody that's tapped into that right thing. Mm-hmm. So I go all the damn time and I will spend a lot of money and most of the time I'll be like, this person's bullshit, this person's bullshit. And this happens in my family. We all do this.
Really?
It's weird. My mom,
is it a
my
cultural
sisters,
thing? Psychics?
Maybe. Hold on. Here's a burp. Oh my God. We're connected.
That's so cute.
You should have Eric give you a reading later.
Yeah. Oh my God. And like... 20 minutes. Sure. Let's see what happens.
You guys definitely vibrate on the same frequencies, I can tell.
For right now, for damn sure.
Why do they call you Psychic Andy?
Oh, because I do have some psychic powers. I'm in tune to something.
I don't buy that.
And what is that?
You don't buy
that
for
no.
That's not fair.
I know the original realism.
I mean, I've known you for like 20 years. I don't know if I buy
that. Right, wait, but just getting back. The psychic that we're talking about,
you think
he's bullshit?
I do think he's bullshit. I feel like you wouldn't. I feel like he like caters to the stars.
Yeah,
and it's like watching somebody sit there and like pet their Persian cat. And I'm not saying that because he's running and I'm racist. It's because
they just call them cats.
You know, he like caters to that and he's, I don't know. It's just all bullshit. It's like sleek and shine and Chanel number 5 and I don't know what the fuck and, hmm. and Votivo candles and you know what I mean? It's just like fancy pants and way too much money.
Wait, he wears perfume?
No, but he might as well. Oh, I didn't even pour.
God, you gotta get on this.
Does he do like cold reading stuff?
Yeah. You show up and you say
what's the difference between a cold reading and a hot reading?
It's, it's basically like, there's somebody in your life. It's a man who has his name starts with M.
Thank you.
And you're like, oh yeah, Mike. I worked on a show with a psychic and she drunkenly said that she makes a lot of it up. I'm not going to name
your
names
face.
Here.
What's her name?
I'll tell you off air.
Wow. Wait,
but the thing is, you worked on a show with her, so anybody has
but
to do
it. Was it John Edwards?
It was John Edwards.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boom. He seems to me like a bullshitter.
He does seem like a bullshitter.
Which one's John Edwards?
I don't really have much stock in. I don't.
Do
really
you know a lot of? Well, no, there are multiple John Edwards. Not the one that like almost ruined all.
Isn't he a politician, John
yeah,
Edwards?
Yeah, he was the one that like oh, did yeah, all yeah. that stuff.
He's also over. A psychic?
No, different.
No.
Is his twin brother? With James Von Prague.
Oh, that's a different guy.
Wow, you guys are drank.
You ate it. Oh, remember when people ate shit? That was another one.
This is
The Bud Lights are easier.
Are they?
Yeah, I think.
So. Oh yeah, I'm doing it.
I don't buy that. I'm going back to Bud Light.
I was about to say I should switch to that, but I've been drinking three. I drink three of these.
This might be.
You think this is harder?
Yeah, I think the Bud Light's smoother. Anyone else?
It's definitely less foamy for damn sure.
I'm
going
to switch to the Miller after. Oh,
yeah, I don't know. I mean,
Bud Light's a lot smoother.
They're like room temperature light beers. I think we're yeah. kind of running.
I maybe should have dug they're a little deeper quite, into the refrigerator at Vaughn's.
Room temperature. You don't feel bad about no, yourself. You. This like one's a, being picky and weird.
You. Maybe yeah. his big dick's warming it up before this is rough.
Yeah, Travis is waving his dick in Josh's face.
You know, I woke up this morning in a snowstorm in Idaho.
That's so the color.
Like why do you have to go to Idaho to record audiobooks?
That's sometimes where the people. Sometimes where the stuff it peeps are.
Why do the peeps go to Idaho to record shit?
Because you can buy a lot of land in Idaho with a.
Fill it with your voice.
With that audiobook money. and it's a beautiful place.
Hey, you guys.
I've heard this.
It is. Well, maybe not there.
You're from this.
We're halfway there.
Oh!
Are we?
Really?
Man, that's oh, yeah, we are. That's all?
Oh, we should totally drink to that.
Shoot.
No. Shots.
Take my cans.
Oh, and fill them with what happened?
Stop. Oh, that's beautiful right
that's
there.
That's a perfect meniscus.
I like have stopped trying to even like take pictures, cone. But that's beautiful. That's really sweet. That's an
yeah,
icy.
Yeah, you're a...
Can someone get a couple pictures of all this?
Photography's really dropped off the map.
Yeah. I'm really bad at
you were
at
doing
it.
So well at it before. I did Snapchat something earlier.
Really? You've so had people, your phone
Artemis,
your pocket
are you on the snaps?
Just sticking out, so I'm I kind of thought you were just videotaping the whole
I
thing.
I really... Hey, you know what? Now's a great time. Why don't you tell me
Artemis,
how Snapchat works?
I feel like you... I see on you on social media, it's like... Because I feel like I follow you probably on Instagram and Twitter. Yeah. You won't post anything for a while, and then all of a sudden there'll be like 20 things in like one day.
That's when I go and I'm like, I'm going to find myself, and then I feel lonely. Then I like tweet a bunch of shit.
I like when you post.
Power hours.
I don't, you know, I don't
every
do
time
enough.
Artemis does a power hour.
Are you done your third?
What are you, what's yeah. happening? Was I supposed to drink then? No, I drank when I
You drank, dinged. I think. Yeah,
thank you,
we'll
Eric.
Never know.
You just refilled. Yeah.
I don't know.
Wow.
I just wanted
you're
to
done with three, Josh?
I was yeah. doing.
I'm, full I've disclosure, got, I'm at 2.5.
I've only got one left on my third.
Look, really? Well, that's so goddamn artistic what you're doing.
I didn't mean to, but
I got
to
catch up.
You really need to.
I'm stepping up my game.
Fix something.
Yeah. Oh, I was pouring for you, and then I stopped.
I'm stepping up. Listen, look, I'm at the level.
Okay. I'm just saying, this is three, and here's...
Artemis was mad dogging me earlier because she thought I was wimping out.
Yeah, yep. It was actually. Yep. It wasn't. I meant it.
No, I know.
I'm glad you caught that.
Oh, God.
God.
Mm. What do you guys normally sorry,
drink for fun?
Yeah, I was about to say, like, drink if you're like, oh, I'm going to go out and get fucked up tonight. What's your go-to?
I drink silver tequila and soda with three limes, and it's called a Mexican ex-husband. Spread that around. I didn't come up with a name.
That recipe will be in the show notes.
Yeah, wait. So say good. The recipe one more time.
It's your silver tequila of choice and soda and three limes. It's called Mexican Ex-Husband, coined by Jorge Garcia Spitz.
Sounds delicious.
It's delicious. And it's a good, dangerous time.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, it is. Oh, it is.
Do you still hang out at the Black Cat sometimes? I feel like I always would bump into you there.
I used to blow up her spots. I haven't in a long ass time.
It's been a minute.
It's been a minute. You know, when you get busy, it's harder to spend your time getting.
Drinking. It's harder to spend your time drinking when you're busy.
I feel like I crossed a line just like a couple shots back, where every time it dings, I'm like, oh no.
Yeah, it's a Pavlovian sucks.
Does anybody have to? Does anyone have to poop now?
No, are you going to get in there?
What does that do to you?
I just don't want to be alone in this.
I mean, you're going to be alone if you're doing that.
I don't want to be alone in there.
You're going to be.
They have a squatty potty. That shit's going to slide right in.
Yeah, hey, how do you feel about your colon health?
How do you like that?
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Like it, love it. Gotta have it.
It's on.
If I'm quoting the Cold Stone Creamery menu right now. It's great. It's well worth it.
Yeah.
It's what, it's like $30? Or something?
I don't know.
No, it's less than that on Amazon.
Shit,
we'll put it on our buyer's guide.
We should. Right? That seems like
no, it was mentioned on Totally Lame for sure. Multiple times.
Yeah. Like, Totally Lame, but not on Well, it might get mentioned more on Hot Sauce, I would think.
Shit.
Mm. Yeah, you just have to spell it.
We have one, but I don't use it.
Why not?
Have it and you don't use it?
My wife uses it.
Hey, that's not were you the one that was excited to get it and then your wife ended up using it? That's what happened at our house.
No.
Wait, what?
It was her idea all the way.
Oh, it was. Okay.
Yeah.
I was excited to get it. I got it. I don't actually find that it does anything, but Elizabeth loves it.
Yeah, I used it like once or twice. I'm like, eh, whatever. It's the same for me. I don't know.
To quote Nas, all I need is one wife. No, that's not quite true, but it is. It's great. No, it feels awesome.
Feels awesome.
Good. Yes. I want to get shot. It. But I live with three boys, and I feel like it's going to get covered with like pubic hair and
piss.
Dust,
a lot of piss.
And piss in a
lot
second.
Of piss.
Yeah, you got to clean your bathroom. I mean, that's on them to
fuck
do that.
Fuck you. I don't have to clean my bathroom.
You don't have to. Well, the royal we must clean our bathrooms.
Yeah. You clean your bathroom? Is that who does it in this pretty house?
Yes.
Drank.
I didn't even pour. His house is so goddamn pretty and sweet and pretty. I came in here and I was like, a woman lives here. Yum. This is not a boy's place.
This is not a boy's place.
It's about
place.
To be, though. Oh, man.
Excuse me?
I don't understand why I even just said. I was more referring... I was referring to the probably disgusting mess that's going to be made in here in the next 25 minutes.
Sounds like you're finding yourself, Josh.
It's...
Terrible idea.
Do you remember to record this?
Yeah, we're
great.
Good.
Oh, those are red lights. Oh, that's great.
Oh.
I am feeling it. I crossed over.
Now I'm
crossed over. Who else
now,
crossed over?
Me crossing over.
Crossing over. Hey, that just went. That was a ding.
Oh, shit.
Shut up. Are you kidding me?
Crossover with John Edwards.
How did you feel that? Not. Did you work with John Edwards, really?
No, I didn't work with him. It was somebody else. I don't want to say her name on air.
What if we just dedicate? What if we dedicated the next 20 minutes to make Eric
alive.
Say
she's
her
alive,
name?
Eh?
As far as I know, she used to always accidentally call me too, like because there's somebody else who was designing her website named Eric, and she would always call me, and she's like, "Oh, I'm sorry," like, and I wanted to be like, "You're a psychic. You should know that you're calling the wrong person, right?"
I know. No,
I know that's a cheap thing to say.
No. That's not her area of expertise.
Yeah, technology messes with her vibes or something.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Electromagnetic fields, man. It messes everybody up.
Thank you, big dick.
Yeah, we're all.
So that really cut to the core of Artemis right there. She was not having that.
No, it's true.
No,
I mean,
no.
I
as much as Artemis. I don't believe in so many psychics, that I won't. That I'll give them.
I won't stand for
it.
Wait, you don't believe in psychics, but you will grant them that electromagnetic fields
that there is a
ruin
thing,
their
that there is
ability.
A psychic. Somewhere there is a psychic that knows shit. But I feel that most of them are shysters and assholes, and I have been to psychics before and been like, give me my money back.
Wait, did you find one that you like, though?
You know, there's maybe a couple that have like hit on things. Oh, that sounded so satisfying.
Mr. Audiobook got the perfect resonance on that.
I want one of those. How do I get one of those?
Artemis has her hand.
But really, hold on. There we go. Drink.
Is anybody else's left arm tingling?
Oh, shoot. I'm behind.
See, I feel like the person that you're going to find who's the psychic that you want is not going to be selling their services.
They're right. Oh, my God. That's actually what my, you know, my, I mean, my family. Like psychic. Oh, hold on. I still am behind and I'm 36.
Oh, you got to see. You don't ever want to get that far behind because then all of a sudden, yeah. Well, that looked like it was really hard.
It was a little painful. That one was painful and foamy. Oh, my God. Somebody has to take a shit so bad in his head. Psychic Andy.
I do.
Oh, I see it in his face. His eyebrows.
I see shit in my eyes. Yes.
His eyebrows are joined together like a full-on caterpillar.
He's just slowly pushing away from the table.
Oh, my
drink.
This is... the worst idea in a long time.
All right, Artemis, I'm going to help you pour yours.
What are you talking about?
Finish it, because you're 30 seconds behind
all
the time.
I'm a little behind. It's because I keep feeling a burp needs to come up, and I don't want to drink
you know
while I'm
what?
Burping.
I just
got to
say, at
vomiting.
This point, now that we're, 66% done with this, I am really impressed with you, Josh.
Thank you.
You looked really, really scared. That was beautiful.
Gorgeous.
You looked really scared when we started this, and like you're like at least you might even be ahead of everybody.
I don't think that's a good thing.
No, I think it is. I think that you went full force into something that scared you, and I think that's a really I think that's a good way to approach your life.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
You know how earlier y'all were talking about? I'm sorry, he was giving you a compliment.
No, let's move on.
Now let's tear him down.
No.
Yeah,
no,
we
no,
already
no,
built
no,
him
no.
up. Now we.
Yeah,
can
I've had my moment in the sun.
No,
go
no,
ahead.
No. Please
drink.
Respond.
Travis, my assessment of you: who do you think's holding their liquor the best every out of here? I think it's Travis.
I mean, let's be honest. I probably weigh more than all of you. So, I would hope so.
He's more talkative, I feel like, than most of us.
Yeah, but it's not like, it doesn't feel like the talking's amped up or anything.
Right. Oh, I didn't mean to say you were talking too much. I hope you didn't take that as
no.
a...
I love how in tune Artemis is to everyone's feelings.
Except mine. That's fine. No big deal. Welcome to my home.
Oh, God. Well, here's the thing.
Artemis, are you an empath?
No.
Mm.
No. But I am... an actor. So it is my trade to be empathetic.
That's
gross.
A good word. Have you ever gotten your money back from a psychic?
Yes.
You mentioned that.
Really?
Wait, what? Really?
Oh! Drank. Hey, can you do a little bit more? Everyone say drink on these last drinks.
Mm. These last? You know, we still got...
18 more shots
we only
to go.
Have 18.
What a terrible mistake.
But I would like a little more camaraderie on the drink. Okay. We haven't done that yet.
All right. Let's go back to how to get a refund from a psychic.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, shoot.
Josh, you're definitely ahead.
That's number four for me.
Wow.
What? That's number four is done. I'm on my number five. He's not even done with his number
four. I'm not done with my number four.
Oh.
Wait, is everyone done? Is everyone to number
you're
five? No way.
My, this is my number four is
I don't know what I'm
mostly gone.
Come on, Peanuts. You got to catch up.
I interrupted.
No, I need to hit a little harder. You guys are all on five?
Yeah, I'm on five.
I'm not
this
I'm
one.
Still on four.
Not this one.
I think I'm still on four.
Bitch, I might be.
Yeah, you guys... I think you are. Well, because you guys come
drank.
Oh man,
minute 18 was our Gucci minute.
I interrupted. How did you get money back?
I'm sorry. What's a Gucci minute?
The moment has passed. Sorry.
No.
I don't know. It's a Gucci. That's quite a Gucci mane, I guess. Right? That's
Gucci
that's cool. mane.
Hey, can I Especially rap? Can Spooky White rap for
yes!
a
Yes!
Get let, what, is, what should I... Tell me some rap.
How about Quartz?
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Quartz, shit. I got some fucking quartz. I got quartz and a grape soda.
Flawless.
I wanted a grape soda rap so bad.
Yeah, you got it. You've got this. Grape soda.
Grape soda and quartz.
Think about it after you.
Oh, you got it. Soda and quartz, you got the shit.
Drink!
Well, no, that one didn't go down.
Well, it did.
There we go. All right.
Come on.
Anybody getting that weird mouth feel?
Spooky White will be here in a few minutes.
No, come on. Grape soda and quartz.
Soda. Grape soda. Grape soda and quartz. I'm waking up at 1 p.m. That's my morning. Having some grape soda and...
Cavor and go. Go. Go.
Spooky, this is Spooky's letting me down.
No, he's not. Grape soda and quartz gonna give you more. It's gonna keep on going. Grape soda and quartz, go.
Nothing rhymes with quartz, bro.
Yeah, plenty of things. Lots of Jewish shit.
Okay.
Schwartz. Oh, yeah, lots of it.
I got matzo balls in my soup. I got grape soda in my loot. Yeah. I got money dangling from my dangle. Drink.
Save by the bell.
Oh, man.
Oh, this is getting
wow.
Close.
So,
can anyone else? Artemis, could you rap or something?
Could somebody else rap?
I'm a good hype girl, and I build slow. It's my thing.
I totally can see. Like, you are such a Flava Flav.
I mean, kind of. I gotta say, though, I do listen to a lot of.
What do you listen to?
Beverage related podcasts.
Oh, shit, y'all. I'm drunk.
Wait, Artemis, what do you listen to? I want to know what Artemis listens to.
Listen to a lot of Sirius. God, what is it? 46? It's not K-Day. It's called Backspin. I listen to a lot of Backspin, which means a whole lot. It's like 16 hours of Ed Lover every fucking day. Which is amazing.
Oh,
I didn't even pure that. So anyway,
I got to pure that.
You know they do play. Get up, get down. 911 is joking
your town.
Which I gotta say, he fucking sounded amazing, and it's so hard to remember.
Is that Public Enemy?
Yeah,
it is.
It's so hard to remember.
911 is a joke.
It's not Public Enemy.
Yes, it is.
It's Public Enemy. It's, he was so good.
I'm really
he
glad
was
that
so
we're dissecting
fucking
rap.
Good. But then all I remember him from is Flavor of Love. Remember Flavor of Love, the VH1 show where he was a disgusting little troll of a person?
Yeah.
And then women would be like, yeah, I want to date you. And then they'd swallow hard and make that face and then make out with him.
Yeah. Wait, what are you talking about, swallow hard? Baby, that's the name of the dick on that show?
Before and after. First was the swallow hard of pain, and then was the swallow hard of
flavor.
That's the magic of the power hour.
Hey. All right,
is that the song that starts? 1989, another summer, get down.
No,
sound of the
that's fight the power.
I love that
fight the
song.
Power.
Yeah.
I have a proposition.
I'll show you my dick.
No, every time the bell rings, we just gotta like everything's gotta change.
Oh, interesting.
What does that mean?
I feel like that has happened.
I don't know.
I don't either.
It's like just a hard reset.
Hey, we only have 13 left. Can we do the.
Still have 13?
No one's saying drink. I want everyone to be like, drink.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
How about
just
this?
A couple
I have a topic for minute 13.
Okay.
Oh, shit. I'm about to burp. It's going to be
I feel it. Is it sitting
I want it to be so much better.
It's
you
sitting hard
it.
Behind your sternum right now because that's what I'm getting.
I was like below my sternum, but you seem to be closer to
me. Drink!
Oh, all right,
God,
minute 13.
So much pain. Yeah, that's go.
Piss what
so
is back. What's something you're irrationally afraid of?
Ooh. Oh.
Getting my elbows wet. It grosses me out. It's just gross.
like in the shower?
No, like if I'm washing my
face. Do you wear like elbow pads when you take a shower
no,
so they don't get wet?
Oh, that'd be so good. Volleyball pads, just like
hold it. I hold.
Do
it
you find
in.
That like are you some you know like a lot of people have dry elbows?
Yeah, no.
Like do you?
No.
Yours are like super moist, right? I would assume.
Just like when I wash my hands.
Because like you don't need to get them any wet. Because like occasionally I have to moisturize my elbows because the skin gets dry.
You go to places like Idaho where shit's like snowy and dry.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
You're getting a lot of elbow meat on that grab, Travis.
Oh, I have very loose skin. Oh, hey, Travis, show them your fingers.
That's weird. Oh, really? Wait, his fingers on. Is no, what watch, you want us to see?
No, yeah.
Drink.
Oh, I'm going to piss so bad.
Well, you get better on video. So we got that one.
We'll put a video up of this up.
Yeah, we got that.
Oh, my God. What the fuck?
Let's try these out.
What is that?
What is that?
What is that?
Look at this. Look at this. Look at this.
Take your...
Ay,
ay, ay. You need a shot of that?
I'm going to Snapchat that shit.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. God. Jesus. God damn it. You don't need a big dick if you can do that.
Take your thumb and do that.
No, I won't do that.
I won't. I've got other talents, but thank you.
For those of you who can't see, I am double jointed.
Is that what that's called?
I mean,
he has
actually,
Abraham. Don't you have Abraham Lincoln's
no,
disease?
No, I do Marfans? Not, sir.
I'm sorry, what's it?
He has Marfans.
No, I do not.
What's Marfans?
No, that Abraham Lincoln had.
If I had Marfans, we wouldn't be laughing about this. It's a serious problem.
Oh, it's not so serious. You don't die of it.
Oh, you do.
You die by getting shot.
You die of a shot in the head. Thank you.
Little known fact, Abraham Lincoln was probably going to die right around the time that he got shot.
Are you serious?
Yeah. No, most people who have Marfans die.
How is that a fact? Nobody has any fucking idea.
If he actually had Marfans, the walls of his aorta would be very thin, and most people who have that wind up dying of massive...
What is
Marfans? Especially can do that with your fingers.
60.
It causes you to be tall and skinny and have loose ligaments.
A dude who went to college had it.
Yeah, was he tall?
Yeah, he was very tall.
Yeah, yeah. There's a guy who got drafted in the NBA a couple of years ago that had that, and
he died.
No, but they didn't let him play, and also it was sad.
How
it
affects your eyes too.
Yeah. You get like
the NBA is full of pituitary freaks and genetic mistakes. So why the fuck can you not have Marfans? Why is that the fucking one rule?
Oh, because
the
it's really
one
bad
genetic for, disease. You
it's
can't
really have. Bad for him when people die on the court.
Drink.
It's a good show.
Yeah.
This is my appeal to have Artemis on NBA Countdown on ESPN. Join the TNT crew.
I'm so into that.
You show the 5 foot
Artemis,
tall
you
want to
do an
girl?
NBA show?
These genetic freaks.
I would love to do an NBA. If you're looking for a podcast, I'll totally do an NBA show with you.
Oh, okay.
I know
I'll talk about the fucking 96 Rockets because that's all I really know. That's all I know. Hakeem Olajuwon's
Mario,
my jam.
Like Mario Ellie, that Rockets?
No.
No, he was on that team too.
Oh, was he? No, I only know like 4 of them.
Hakeem
Olajuwon,
Hakeem the
Kenny
Dream.
Smith, Maxwell.
Ooh, yeah.
What Maxwell?
Vernon
Maxwell.
I love that.
Cedric Maxwell.
Clyde Drexler. And my memory fails me after that. It's
pretty solid.
15 minutes in. We're 50 minutes in.
Hakeem Olajuwon. I'm the captain now.
Oh, shit.
I forgot to pour this last one, y'all.
Oh, my God.
Is anyone pukey? A little pukey?
No,
but it hurts when I swallow.
Here's what I want to... burp so hard it makes me feel like I might vomit.
That
is
not
that
empty.
Close.
That's how I'm feeling.
It just didn't sound empty. You know what I'm really enjoying about this? Actually, I realized we're this far in, and nobody's even had to take a pee break.
No, but Eric is about to piss himself.
I'm real.
Are you having a hard time?
Do it, man. You got it.
You
just have to make up on
problem.
It.
No,
he's got a
go.
Pregnant lady's bladder.
Did you go before?
I did, but I drank a lot of coffee and water today. And I pee a lot anyway.
Eric, go piss, man.
There's 22 seconds left.
We need somebody to piss.
No, you need to get that shit checked out.
Yeah, because we've got all sorts of things to say about you when you're over in that room.
We do have a medic on staff.
No, give me a prostate exam.
No, BDT. Yo, he knows.
Yeah.
Oh, you're the one with a...
What does your dick look like?
I will say it's completely average.
1 minute in.
Yeah. Point to an object on the table.
There was someone left. Eric, piss break is now, dude. You got to go now.
There's 7 more. I can wait.
No, you can do this.
You can't wait because I'm going to fucking destroy that bathroom.
You should go before it's over.
All right, I'll wait on this next ding after that. I'm going to see if I can piss and get back here before the minute's up.
I believe in you.
I Thank absolutely you
so
believe
much.
In you.
Thank you
a
so
minute
much.
Is plenty of time.
I kind
of
need to blow my nose. Is that weird?
No, not at all. That's what that towel's
How about
for.
This?
I'll
get you a tissue while Eric's peeing.
Ooh.
That's wait, a problem.
I want to look
off?
In a mirror to make
Fantasies
sure there's no
Fantasies become reality.
That's okay. All of us have like kind of blurry vision right now, so...
No, it's not for you. It's
That's
for
not even
me.
True.
What's everybody doing after this power hour?
Going home.
I was going to go to a place, but I feel like I need a good 20 minutes. Of...
Here we go.
I'm gonna go home.
Everybody's out. He's out.
Everyone is bad.
Wow, what's he left. Going to sleep? Again. He just ran to his bedroom.
MC Little Dick over there just bailed.
Oh, he came with us.
Oh wow, look at those tissues.
I don't want to blow my nose because I don't want the viewing audience to see my nose.
Just turn on fair. The video camera on your phone. It'll be like a mirror.
There is no viewing audience.
How do you use the Snapchats?
It sucks. I don't get it, and I don't like it.
That's like the best thing for this. We talk about it every show. Come on, Josh, explain the fucking Snapchat.
I would love
Snapchat.
To.
Explain.
Okay, Josh, can I ask a more specific question?
Yes, please. You,
can you explain to me how to use Snapchat that doesn't involve sending naked pictures?
I've tried everything I've sent you guys.
All it was.
Tonight
we've
already
never
gotten
a naked picture, though.
We'll take a look.
Wow, you guys don't do it right.
I got my first dick pic a couple weeks ago.
Congratulations. Wait, do you still have it? We got to see the dick pic.
I think he has a point.
Yeah.
I think you can't, like, that's like a gun in a checkoff play. Like, come on.
We could Snapchat.
Oh, my God. She's trying to be like she doesn't have the dick pic on her phone.
You've already established that you don't send pictures out or anything. You're not culling your photos.
It's not in my phone. It's in my wallet.
Did I miss a shot?
Yes.
Yes, you definitely did.
Only by 20 seconds. All right. Everyone raise your hand if we need to see the dick pic on Artemis's phone.
I don't have it anymore.
Let's need to know
that. Don't have it.
Three out of five. Four out of five.
I mean, I just want to say that I did not ask for it.
I was saying, was it a solicited?
No one asks for a dick pic.
No, they don't. What the hell is that? Why is it that somebody gives you a dick pic?
Wait, I got to know, though. Was it flaccid or hard? How do you
it
do a dick pic?
It was hard.
Oh.
It was hard and unsolicited. I did not ask for this.
So but you knew who it was from. It wasn't an unknown number. You knew who it was from?
I did know who it was from.
And were you... texting, flirtatious texting before, or was it out of the blue?
There was texting before, so.
Have you seen this dick before?
No.
Okay, wait. So this is the first thing, this is your first introduction.
This is my first introduction.
All right, y'all,
do you think
we got 4 minutes to convince her to show us this.
This is a real fork in the road, guys. We can either see Artemis' dick pic or see BDT's dick.
You can't see mine. Mine doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm sorry.
What did you do
with
yours?
That's a hell of an Idaho wake up.
She's lying.
She is lying.
She's lying.
So,
that's adorable.
Psychic Andy's eyes were rolled in the back of his head and he was just shaking.
That's because he has to shit she's so lying. Bad. That's what that is. It's because he's trying to keep the shit down.
That's it.
So
it's plugged in.
When you saw this dick pic, did it give you any
Artemis.
More? Okay. Like, were you incentivized in any way to like be like, I want to see that dick in person?
No.
Drink. Okay. Like, I just don't imagine this ever works for anybody.
That Bud Light right there.
But, like, do you see a situation in which this could work for somebody?
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, were you stoked
like
or were you bummed?
The jury
I was
out.
Not stoked. It was invasive and weird.
Yeah,
okay,
right?
But were you stoked that you, like, finally got one?
Oh, I was like, yeah, I can mark that off the list. Like,
you got that
like
merit badge.
Bungee jump, sure. Parachute, dick pic. Right.
Let me ask you this. Did you send it to any friends?
No.
No one?
What?
Okay, wait. Okay, on your phone, have you showed it to anybody?
One person.
Okay, that's
your wife.
Yes. Oh, my God. No way.
Also, she's just established it is on her phone.
She didn't tell me I got to see a dick.
Yes. Are you serious?
No.
I'll let the record show.
The only person I showed it to was your wife.
What'd she do?
Excused herself.
She started weeping because she's insanely pregnant.
Oh.
I didn't do this right.
Oh.
Oh, this is... Why did I do that?
Oh God!
This is
kind of
like this is kind of weird because I feel like I know my wife and I feel like she'd be excited to tell me that Artemis showed her a dick pic.
Well, I feel like it was a really emotionally charged thing for me. I felt violated, and now I'm bringing it up in minute 58.
Also, you almost made it. You almost made it through the entire power hour with bringing up the
like,
dick pic.
I literally like have like kept it to myself for so fucking long, and now here we are, like 18 beers in, and I feel like. Here comes a burp. Oh, God damn it.
What was the over-under on Artemis being the one to reveal a dark secret?
I mean, we were expecting to see a penis, and you're gonna present it here now, right?
No, I can't.
No, but no, on your phone.
Now this, you know.
No, I don't have it anymore.
I don't believe you.
That's cute.
Oh drink. My god. Okay, I have a conundrum.
What's your conundrum?
Wait, we took an extra drink.
You're the big
yeah.
Dick.
So that was technically 60, but we're gonna 61's gonna be
okay because I am out. I don't have here, another beer.
A pinch to grow an inch. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Like that was my conundrum. Well, we solved
dick
that.
Dick references now.
She poured you a perfect shot.
That.
What?
Oh, that was a perfect muffin.
Hey, let's. We should cheers this last one, guys. We got 30 seconds though, so it might be a little.
I mean, this might be a terrible idea, but I'm thinking we should turn this into a Century Club.
Oh. Oh fuck! We only have. There's one beer without it.
We've got more beer.
We
in the
can
fridge.
Make it stretch.
There's no, more beer in the fridge.
Doing a Century Club. Hey guys. Hey, you guys are amazing. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, this is.
Cheers. This was a great idea.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Great. Terrible idea.
Don't do it yet.
Oh yeah.
Oops.
Hot.
Drink.
Oh hey, it cheered for us.
Oh my god.
Well, goodbye everybody.
Oh wow, how does everybody's stomach feel?
I feel pretty good actually.
Pretty full.
Mm. Really? I'm full.
I feel fucking like a million fucking dollars, man.
I love it. Josh went into this. Let's shout out Josh for a minute.
God
right?
damn it.
JoJo
Josh,
went
yeah,
into this.
Way to turn it around.
With like tears in his eyes. And look at him now.
True yeah. fear.
Look
I saw true fear.
Now. Eric, on the other hand. You were a little scared, and I feel like you're still scared. Holding back tears, but you're happy, but you're confused.
I think it might all fall apart for you soon.
I'm confused because I kind of want to drink more.
Oh, yes! That's what I'm talking about.
I know, and I'm with you, and that's a terrible decision on our part.
You're like, that's a terrible disease.
Look at this. BDT over here, you are very much holding your own. Like, I feel like you could have 8 more beers.
I don't
Let's
buy
be
it.
Honest.
I
Let's
don't
be
buy
honest.
It.
Really don't?
I don't buy him.
You've known me for a long time, Andy.
I've known you for a long time.
I'm pretty good at that. It's a terrible thing.
You're beautiful at it.
I know.
Oh my god, that's really darling.
We just got really, really.
But honestly, I don't buy it.
I'm waiting for a thing to ding.
No,
I don't think it's going
to. No, we're done. We're done.
We're done.
We're done. We did it.
We're done. Oh my god.
Here's an extra shot. Two extra. Shots.
All right, guys.
Extra shot. What the fuck are y'all trying?
I just. Oh god. I'm so proud of you, Josh. Yes.
Thank you.
So proud.
Thanks,
of you,
Josh. You guys, for you know for being here.
I mean, really. The hero of T Bash, I think, is Josh because he started as just a lowly guest, and now here he is triumphing.
When was he a lowly guest? I've always known him as
the first episode.
Josh was a lowly guest on episode 1. I did episode 2, and then on episode 3, I was like, "Yo, JoJo, you want to co-host Josh. This shit?"
Okay,
and he came on board.
I said, "Pooey."
Yeah,
I said in that episode, I said I'd be the Samwise Gamgee to your Frodo Baggins, and we'd bring the beverage ring to Mordor. We'd go on that journey together.
And I don't know any of those
God.
References.
Thank God you're already
Wait,
married.
What?
I know, huh?
Yeah. Andy, you don't know those references? I don't even think those are that great of references, really, because like this seems pretty dark what's happening
Shots
with you guys on this travel.
No, I got the reference. The Frodo was in there.
I heard Frodo.
So
yeah, I heard Lord of the Rings.
It's all Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, oh, it's
all
Lord
journey.
Of the
We're
Rings.
Going on a journey. Yeah. We're going
no,
on a beverage
a
journey.
Ton of people that you just like
Let's
totally
shout out. Shout out JoJo, though, dude. You carry the torch. JoJo's the best intern ever.
Yay! Yay!
I'm just fingers crossed for another semester. You know?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. We're gonna ride or die till episode 100. Century Club. Are we all gonna be here for Century Club? Because I actually think we could all do Century Club.
Unfortunately, yeah. episode 100 is already spoken for.
Wait, what's happening?
What, for is what? What is
Brian's
it?
Questions?
Brian's questions is episode 101, I believe.
Because you're not doing one today, right?
Oh well.
Who the fuck is Brian?
Brian?
Who the fuck is Brian?
Who the fuck is Brian?
No, but for real, who the fuck is Brian?
Brian is Elizabeth's sister's husband who has sent in 100 questions right when we started the show. So we have a segment called Brian's Question.
Okay.
Clarify something.
He's the best.
Did he send in 100 or 110 questions?
110, but John, wait.
Girl, that's your 110
okay.
show.
We're Century.
Y'all, that's your 110.
Look, either way that works out, it sounds like we're doing a Century Club for episode 100.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. Episode 101, we'll do the last 10 Brian's questions.
I'm here, girl.
TC, why was I going to call you TCT?
Because he TCB.
Taking care of
taking care Dicks. Of
dick. He's taking care of dickness.
You here?
You're here.
I mean, Eric, I just, are you here?
I'm here.
Yeah.
Josh?
I fucking better be.
Yeah.
Are you here?
Fucking A, I'm here.
All right.
Oh, my God. This
Guys,
is
we
great.
Did it.
We did. Look at all these beers on this table.
It's disgusting and really charming.
I'm going to take a panoramic photo.
You do that.
The first
I
thing I'm doing once
to.
we hit the stop button is texting my wife. I can't believe Artemis showed you a dick pic and you didn't tell me.
I'm really stunned she didn't show you, actually.
Yeah,
I mean, tell
whoa,
you.
Whoa, show, whoa, whoa, whoa.
I didn't wait, send it to
no,
her.
I was like, whoa.
No,
you
hell
got
no.
to
I
send that
send
to
that
me.
To
you got
wait,
to send
I'm
that to me.
Did you send someone a dick pic?
No, I...
It was that's violating.
Y'all have no idea how dick my clit is.
Oh wow.
And